Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn, please, to Galatians, the third chapter this evening? We've been ministering for the past, 3 weeks on the subject of being redeemed from the curse. And we're happy about it. And we're glad about it. And so let's read our text and go further into this tonight. A lot of things that I'd like for us to get to. Galatians 3:13, are you there? It says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. That, you know, even in the King James here, on a tree doesn't end with a period. It's a colon there, isn't it? So it's a pause. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, and the way he did it was by being made a curse in our stead, because it's written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, and he was hung on the tree, and he became a curse for us there. That, verse 14, that, in other words, he did that in order that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Hallelujah. Now, this is not something the Lord said he's going to do. Didn't say the Lord's in the process of doing this. What does it say? Christ hath. What does that mean? Already has. Right? He has already redeemed us, bought us back from under the curse of the law. A shouting ground. But that's not the end. Why'd he do that? Not just so that we wouldn't be cursed, but in order that the blessing. No curse, just the blessing. Right? We've been redeemed from the curse so that we could have the blessing. And it's got nothing to do with us earning or deserving or meriting it. Right? It's by faith in Jesus. He didn't deserve to be cursed. He did not deserve to be made a curse. Did he? He had not sinned. He had not missed it. But he was made a curse for who? For us. We did deserve to be cursed. We'd missed it. We'd sinned, we'd come short, and the wages of sin is death. And the curse is death manifest in the earth. We deserved to be cursed. We deserved to be punished. But Jesus, who did not deserve to be punished, was punished and cursed in our place, so that we who did not deserve the blessing could get the blessing. Right? And so, well, yeah, but I've missed it so many ways, and I just don't deserve the blessing. Well, Jesus didn't deserve the curse. But he took it. So even though you don't deserve the blessing, you can take it. If you will. Best deal of the millennium. Right? What a deal. What a trade. He took your sin. He took the curse so you could get the blessing. The blessing. Now, you and I need to believe this, and we need to receive it, and we need to decree it over ourselves, and we've been camping on this for the last couple of weeks in particular. We must not let anybody convince us for any reason that we are cursed. Because if you believe you're cursed, and I don't care how you dress it up and how you form it, I don't care what kind of curse you call it, if you call it generational curse, or if you call it this kind of curse or that kind of curse, if you believe you're cursed, you don't believe you're blessed. Can't be both. Are you listening now? If you're blessed, you're not cursed. If you're cursed, that's not blessed. How many believe you're cursed? At all? With anything? With some kinds of curses? Huh? Are you redeemed from the curse of the law? Do you deserve to be punished?
No.
Yeah, but I've missed it in so many ways. We've been talking about that. Jesus didn't deserve to be cursed, but he took it. So even though we did deserve to be cursed, we don't get it. Right? And it's nothing we can brag about, because we can't live good enough to earn the blessing. We can't be a good enough Christian or conscientious enough or committed enough or disciplined enough to earn the blessing. We just have to admit we did deserve the curse. We couldn't do enough to get the blessing. But the Lord loved us so much that he came and took our place, and he hung on the cross, and he became a curse. Didn't just identify with it or simply, he became a curse for us in our place. Oh, it was awful. We don't know the half of it. We can see the outside. We can see him being nailed to the tree, but you don't see the big part. The big part was what was happening on the inside and how he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Because he had become sin with our sin and was cursed with the full brunt of the curse for the sin of all mankind, past, present, and future. He didn't deserve that, but he took it. So even though you don't deserve the blessing, you can have it. And even though you did deserve the curse, you say, I don't have to be cursed. Jesus took my curse. He took it. Everybody said out loud, I am not cursed. I've been redeemed from the curse. So the blessing is mine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You should not agree with anybody for any reason, to any degree, that you are cursed in any measure for any reason ever. You say, yeah, but I've missed it. Well, repent then. Ask God to forgive you and then stand up and believe you're clean. Right? And believe you are blessed. Blessed. I mean, yeah, but now, Brother Keith, you just don't know what all I've done, and you don't know what my mama did, and you don't know what our history is. Yeah, and you don't know how powerful the blood of Jesus is. Doesn't make any difference what happened. Nothing's more powerful than the blood to cleanse and to break. And it's not something that we have to work out. It's something that has already been done. He has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Has. He has, so we are. So I am. Redeemed and blessed. Can you say amen? Glory to God. Now we said, if you look up these words, curse, what is the curse? Now we're going to, you know, go back to Deuteronomy at 28 and Leviticus, and we're going to go into some detail before this is over with, I believe. But just the word curse, what is a curse? Well, a curse means that you're damned. Damned. And we went into some detail about why it is so popular to use the word damn in this society. Really what people are saying is cursed. They don't even know what they're saying. When it's damn this and damn that, and they damn their toes and they damn their car and they damn that, what are they really saying? I curse it. I curse it. I curse it. Well, curse means doomed, dedicated, assigned to destruction. And so, of course, the devil wants you and I to curse everything in sight. Right? He wants us to call everything slated for destruction. Why? Because he is the destroyer. And you speak destruction over your stuff and you call it destined for destruction and you expect that and get in fear about that, then you give the devil a legal right to come into your life and destroy. But just like the world curses, you and I ought to bless. I mean, instead of going, damn this or damn that, we ought to go, bless, blessed car, I mean, your stove act up, don't kick it and curse it. Go bless stove. That's a blessed stove. It'll serve me as long as I need it. I don't care if your car is leaking at 12 different places and smoking and knocking and cutting up. If it's your car, that's your car. That's all you got, right? You better bless it and not curse it. I mean, God can do miracles. The children of Israel, they roamed out in the desert on the same pair of shoes for 40 years. And they didn't wear out, right? So God can keep your car together as long as you need it. Now go ahead and believe for you a new one too and a better one. Don't just expect to, you know, have the work and the miracles on that thing for the rest of your life. Get a vision, right? Sow a seed. Believe to step up. But yeah, I mean, speak over your stuff. Blessing. Blessing. Well, curse means damned, doomed, destined for destruction. What does bless mean? If we bless it, if we're blessed, if it's blessed, what does that mean? Blessed, among other things, it means divine empowerment. It means favored, empowered, enabled, destined for success. Empowered to succeed or to be victorious. Glory to God. Well, you're blessed. What does that mean? I'm empowered. I'm enabled to succeed. I'm favored of God. Right? Favored and destined to win. I'm blessed. And yeah, I put my hand to it. I do what I need to do. But when I reach the end of my ability to succeed, I meet the power of God. Amen. There's something else working in my life that makes up the difference in what I lack. And so I will succeed every time. I'll win again and again and again and again until people shake their heads and go, it just ain't fair. And I'll get more and I'll get better and I'll increase and I'll be spared again until people go, that don't seem fair to me. Why? Because I'm blessed. Because you're blessed. Blessed. And if it's the blessing, we ought not take the credit. We ought to give the credit to the blessor. The one who's blessed us. Right? Are you blessed?
Yes.
Is your stuff blessed?
Yes.
Your house and your grounds and your animals and your machines and your stuff.
Yes.
Right? Blessed. What does that mean? Favored and kept, enabled and empowered, right? Destined to succeed. Glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Who's the Destroyer, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1004-D. That's R-1004-D. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.